In the weeks after the Noblesville school shooting, the community rallied around the district but demanded more safety at schools. District leaders put forth a plan to expand mental health services, hire more teachers, social workers, and start new safety initiatives. The city also pledged to split the cost of adding more armed officers in school buildings. Noblesville School Board member Julie Church-Kozecki says a tax referendum is the only way to pay for these expansive plans. The regular state funding formula or a state matching grant for safety initiatives just won't cover it.
When you're talking about personnel, that's not something that's incorporated in the current state funding formula, and I'm not sure there's adequate dollars to support all of the school districts in the state looking for that. It would require a significant change in the amount of revenue that they make available.
If the measure is approved, the district says owners of a median valued home will pay $15 more a month. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.